and the girls were really nervous. And but to be honest, the we always thought the football match would probably be sort of second to their sort of statement that they wanted to make. They had a stance that they wanted to put out there. They gave us what they wanted to say, and myself, Lindsay, a few others at the club, including Val, helping a lot, and lots of sort of small businesses and sponsors or whatever, basically just did their best to help them put that message across. And that was a football match. They just wanted to play football, but I don't think they were ever going to be allowed to just play a football match without the attention. But I think they certainly got a message across that they wanted to, and that was really important. Over the last week, we've had a lot of support financially from sponsors, from people wanting to help us. However, most of the last week, the girls wanted to, they didn't want the money to come to us. They wanted to go to charity, which is, was their choice. That's the sort of charities that the girls wanted to support. There was a lot of support for the club, for the girls themselves, but they felt it was important to get their message across, to get their stance across, that the money went to charity. I've obviously headed the sort of girls section within the community club, which also has the boys as well, and walking football and things like that. But from my point of view and other people's point of view, the players are the most important people. Without the players, we wouldn't have a club, we wouldn't have any teams. So we have to sort of value their opinion, ask them where they want to go, how they see the future. And the women's team are obviously high at the top of that, having had the attention this week. They're adults as well. They've got more of an opinion than maybe some of the younger ones, but they're also aware of all the girls coming through the pathway of all clubs. So it's really difficult to say which sort of route they'll go down, but hopefully everyone stays together, all parts of the community club stay together, because we are doing so much, Wayne and Paul in the community, with the boys' side and the community foundation doing so much hard work. So it would be a shame to just let that go to waste. And yeah, hopefully we'll stick together and keep doing the good stuff throughout the community. The support we've had over the last week has been absolutely overwhelming, with all the, not just financial support, but moral support, the messages from all over the world, messages from people like Stephen McInnespy across in New Orleans, I think he is, just to say they're behind us, they support us. It's so refreshing to see that something was so bad, something that upset lots of people last Tuesday, were actually maybe turning around to something that might be a positive. And yeah, let's just see what the future holds.